Once again, we welcome you this evening to Bethel Baptist Church, the closing service. Some of our people, the majority, thought that we don't have an evening service, so we are very few. We're going to enjoy anyway the singing praises to God and the studying of God's Word. We're going to start this evening praising God with a number 255. Lucas, come in. We need one more. All right, 255. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. To the Lord in prayer. Father, we come tonight as we close this day in Bethel Baptist Church. We rejoice for the service this morning and for the magnificent choir presentation of the praises to our real God and to our Savior, the Lord Jesus. And now, Lord, we close the day with the Bible study by our brother Prater, and we pray that the things we study tonight will enhance our life and cherry our life, move us on and trust in our Savior more and more. Help us to sing, bless those who are in their homes. Perhaps they thought that there was no evening service today, but it's all right, Lord. We are here and we love you. And one thing encourage us. The Bible said, where two or three are gathered together, in my name, I am in their midst. And so, Father, you are here. And that's enough for us. So bless us as we sing together, and bless those who are experiencing sickness, Brother Greg, myself, and others who are really Brother Dan, Bob Johnson's son, have injured himself in trying to protect his father from a stairway. And Father, he is with caskets all over the two arms and so on. And so we pray for a very fast recovery. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. I want you to know that Brother John went to Louisiana for his business, and coming down of the three steps in a wheelchair, his son, rather than turn around, when you come down in the wheelchair, you turn around and go backwards, went forwards, and the father fell. He jumped to protect the father's head, he entangled this with the two arms with a chair and so on, and he broke everything apart. So he's in, on a casket like that. So it's very, very sad situation. But at least our brother John is it was good today. He said, but he put his hands on my head and protected me. And so how wonderful. All right, we will continue to rejoice with the Lord. And 256 is a favor of one who is in heaven, Brother Vitola. He always will request it. This one stanza, it is well with my soul. And that's good. And now that the choir director is here, we want to say it again to you and to those who have practiced and struggled and move on. Thank you. That was magnificent. Thank you so much. That was right. And Tayan, who helped whatever she is, she's making troubles to poor Henry. But Tayan, thank you for all the efforts. Today was, I think, one of the best clear presentation of the gospel, to the point that I just changed a little bit my sermon and fit it to the time. But it was easy because the gospel was already on the floor. So great joy in seeing this. And all right, 256, and welcome you here. We love you. And we are happy to have you.
When peace my God reigns,
choice to get some hymns you like to sing for Christmas, maybe. It started in 89 or something like that. I think the Christmas songs start right there. Joy to the World, what do you like it? 87? Joy to the World? You know, even though they don't know him, there is joy to the world that you have Jesus. All right. How wonderful to have this young lady here with us from Southern California now. And going to be a marketing measure, eh? Good, very, that's good. The church needs you because you want to make good money and we want you here. All right, here it is, number 87 in our hymn books. Christmas, all right? What would you like it?
84.
Yes, 84? Mm-hmm. Okay, we go back a little bit. 84. Come thou, long expected Jesus. All right, here we are. And we are in hymn number 84. The first section of the service is to praise the Lord with songs from your heart. Number 84. Come thou, long expected Jesus. 88. All right, we move a little bit in the hymn books. Number 88. Christmas is at hand. I say it again. This morning we have a great presentation of the choir. And now we close with the evening service. And we want to refresh our hearts and minds on Christ. Okay? Number 88, In a Cave. Classic song number 100, O Come, O Ye Faithful, and we should sing that, all right? Number 100, O Come, O Ye Faithful, all right? Is a Greek word that is called, the translation is Messiah. Messiah, our Lord. What a blessing we have. All right, stanza number 2 and 100. Song here on this aria of Jesus' birth, and that you want to choose, please let us know, and we sing with you a song of your favor. The evening service is more casual than the morning service, so that we can have more freedom, all right? In the morning service, everything is structured, but here is your choice, all right? What is your song? Do you like it?
93.
The code number?
93.
93, that means 93, all right? The heavenly language, I hear it, Spanish. 93, all right. Hark, the angels sing. That's beautiful. Lesson on the Gospel of Mark. All right? Mrs. Otero?
103.
All right? 103. Here we are. One day. Isn't that great? This is a beautiful song. I love it. There's a whole gospel in that song. So beautiful.
Thank you.
have you back from school. And Brother Prater is doing the studies on the Gospel of Mark in the evening service with you. Welcome to the pulpit.